What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Off the Post podcast presented by Backseat Coach. I'm your co-host, Jack Hatton, joined by my other co-host, Hunter Carroll. Once again, this is Off the Post podcast by Backseat Coach. Go give us those follows on Twitter. I am at J Vincent Jr. That is J-R, not the word junior spelled out. Once again, at J Vincent Jr. on Twitter. Hunter Carroll is at Hunter Carroll __. That is two R's, two L's, followed by two underscores. Go give the podcast a follow, Off the Post _pod. And once again, presented by Backseat Coach, Backseat _coach. What's up, Hunt?
What's up, man? How we doing? We are in the office right now.
We are in the office. It's kind of a sick setup, honestly.
Yeah, we're in a conference room right now, hitting the after hours pod grind.
I think this might become a regular thing for us.
Yeah, this might be it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very convenient.
Feels professional too.
It does. Yeah.
Hunt's looking really nice in his button down right now.
So. Oh yeah. Obviously.
So let's get down to business.
Where are we starting?
Let's start with your Hawks really quickly, honestly. Got some news today.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson, he's coming in to save the franchise.
They're going to go on like a 10-game win streak. Are there even 10 games left?
No.
They're going to go on like a...
But there's like 6 games left? 7? 6? Something like that?
They're not completely out of it.
They need, but like now it's at the point where they need things to happen in order for them to get there.
Yeah,
which sucks.
3 wins.
Do they need to win 6?
But yeah. So former NFL MVP Adrian Peterson, who was just recently a Tennessee Titan and was waived last week, is now a Seattle Seahawk. So. Watch out, NFC West. Seahawks are gonna plow through.
Yeah, turn it around right now. The devastating news for the Seahawks, though, is their first round pick, which at the moment would be the 4th overall pick in the draft,
Jamal Adams,
was traded to the Jets as part of the Jamal Adams deal. So,
which has just worked out perfectly for the Hawks, honestly.
Yeah, he's the it factor. But
Legion of Jamal,
pretty much. But there is some great offensive line talent and defensive line talent in the first like 10 or so picks, and Seattle just gets to look at it and kind of reminisce on what could have been. But speaking of the first round of the draft,
isn't Russell Wilson like most sacked quarterback through his first however many seasons ever?
Probably.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
First round of the draft, the Jets, the Giants, and the Eagles all have 2 consecutive picks in a row throughout the first 9 picks.
So I don't think we've ever seen anything like this before.
The Jets have 5 and 6.
As of right now.
Yeah, as of right now. Jets have 5 and 6. Giants have 7 and 8. Or it's like something like that. But they both get 2 picks in a row. Which, if it stays like that, would probably be, like, the first time that's ever happened.
3 teams have 2 picks each in the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely never happened.
But, like, back-to-back, back-to-back, back-to-back. Like, you can plan your draft strategy so well.
Yeah. You could also... I mean, that kind of... If I'm a GM in one of those teams, you kind of also have the option while saying or thinking about, yeah, you could take 2 top 10 picks, you know, 2 really good prospects, or you could draft 1 really good prospect and use that other pick to trade back and get some more value either in that draft or trade for some players or anything like that. But that gives a lot of, I mean, I would be excited if I was a Jets or Giants, or what's the other, Texans? No,
the Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah.
I'd be excited if I was one of their GMs, honestly.
obviously, but like also all of those teams don't draft very well.
No. The Eagles can't draft for their life.
Devontae.
Jalen Reagor. they're just really bad at drafting wide receivers, in my opinion. I guess except for Devontae, who's been having a great year so far.
Yeah, would you say? When the ball can get to him.
Yeah, that is correct. But looking at the draft, I honestly haven't really delved into the prospects.
Yeah, this was just like a late night thing last night, scrolling on my phone, just getting myself mad.
All I know is the DN from Oregon, Thibodeau.
Yeah.
I know he's projected, what, first, second, top three?
Yeah.
Some of them.
He's up there.
No quarterback talent this year. Honestly, like, I hope Spencer Rattler doesn't even get drafted.
He's transferring.
Yeah, he's transferring, actually.
He's young.
He's not good, though. Sorry.
He likes drama. He does like drama. He's controversial. I saw these tweets about him possibly transferring to USC, and there's no shot. Anyway.
Big splash at USC.
Yeah.
Side note.
If only Wisconsin could attract a coach like that. It's never going to happen. You got Los Angeles, California versus Madison, Wisconsin.
And you got the pockets of USC donors.
Yeah.
It's pretty fat.
All right, you want to talk about the Rams?
I would love to talk about the Rams.
Okay, so first of all, Cooper Kupp tied for first in the league in receiving touchdowns with Adam Thielen with 10 touchdowns. But Cooper Kupp has 92 receptions for 1,237 yards.
So he already has a full season, Pro Bowl season under his belt with, what, five games left, six games? Something like that.
Fun fact, Austin, cover your ears. Every Browns receiver combined has 95 receptions for 1,307 yards and four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns. What's up, Baker? We love that for you. So
anyway, Rams.
So the Rams.
OBJ. What do you want to say?
I don't think OBJ is the problem. I've never, ever since he got to the squad, I never thought that was the problem. I just think there's like maybe this sort of stigma within the locker room that they have all these dogs and they have so much talent that they can just go out and play whoever and get a win. Now, I did think coming off a bye week against, I mean, you are playing in Lambeau at Green Bay this past weekend against Rodgers, but I thought they would really kind of at least mold or weld together during the bye week and then come out and, you know, play their tails off. And Matthew Stafford just literally sunk under primetime big game pressure. So this is kind of like the first time I've really questioned Stafford, honestly, just because I know he's got the talent. I know he can make every throw on the field. I know he has the ability to, you know, rally his team and make game-winning drives, but at the same time, I just think he's just, like, he's, I don't know how well he performs in the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams played some tough teams in November. They didn't win any games in November.
It's terrible. I think this is the longest losing streak of McVay's career.
Probably, and then it's like, remember his, like, halftime lead stat or whatever? He's, like, never lost a game with a lead at half.
Yep.
I don't even know what the status of that is.
It's probably done now.
I would assume so. But they were playing bad, and, like the game against the Packers, like, they just didn't look great. I don't know. Ever since the whole, like, Von Miller. And Odell thing, like, they just haven't.
Odell had a touchdown, though. It was kind of sweet.
Yeah.
You love to see that.
It was a bomb.
We love to see that. I mean, good for Odell. I think this is the time for the Rams to either, like, strap in figure...
Well, they already said they're going all in. They posted it on our Twitter account.
Yeah, the PR director for the Rams definitely knows what's going on. Probably does, honestly. But I just think this is time where McVay needs to kind of check the ego a little bit. Not that it's gotten out of character at all, but he's got a squad with so many big names on it that they kind of need to just forget about, you know, who they have, what those players have done in the past, and kind of just mold together to, you know, make a playoff run, because they have the ability and they have probably the best roster in the league. Like, I couldn't think of another roster that's like just as talented right now, honestly. You could throw other teams in there, but like, I don't know, like I just don't understand how they're not winning games.
Yeah,
I mean, and I get it. It takes time for these people to, like, you know, come in and like get the feel of the lay of the land, but it's time now for them to start firing.
Yeah, I mean, they got to make that push. The NFC West is tough.
It's tough.
Kyler's back. Apparently, he posted the Thanos GIF.
Oh.
GIF. How do you say it?
I say GIF.
I say GIF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Well, so it's GIF.
Yeah.
How do you, like, if someone's name was Jim?
Yeah. What about the name George?
Gorge.
George. Spelled differently.
GEOR.
But, like, GIF's not even, like, a real word. You probably couldn't even find it in the dictionary, right?
Dude,
probably by now it's in the dictionary.
Yeah, all the Merriam-Webster homies are making upgrades to the to the pages.
Shout out Merriam-Webster. But, wait, well, let's see. Who the Rams play this upcoming week? They got the Jags. All right, like, crazy test for the Rams right now.
Yeah. Who knows? What's the line?
12.5.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, 14.
That's pretty big. I mean, let's see where it is. Is it...
It's probably Jacksonville.
No, it's at SoFi. Like, this has to be a lock for the Rams. Jalen's going back to the team that drafted him. He's probably going to, you know, feel a need to make a statement for no reason, which I love, by the way. Also, side note, not really what we plan on talking about, but I just love the way that Taylor Heineke's been playing football recently.
I'm not talking about that. I'm, like, actually not talking about that.
Sorry.
Seahawks last two games, Colt McCoy and Taylor Heineke, and it looked like we played, like, prime Tom Brady. Like, whatever, 16-0 Patriots. Like, it was like that season. Like, every pass was complete.
Yep.
Every, like, first down was, like, an 8-yard gain on, like, a quick little, like, curl or, like, a quick slant. Yeah.
Speaking of Brady, Bucks.
Playoff Lenny.
Dude, I said it. I don't know how long ago. I think we were still in LA when I said this, but the Bucks are. I think the Bucks are the top squad in the league, honestly. Like, you could say the Packers, which is very fair, which I will not argue with, because, you know, their record speaks for itself and they've beaten some really good teams. But, like I said, I don't know. I did just say I don't know of a roster that can compete with the Rams, but the Bucks roster can definitely compete with the Rams. So, Tampa Bay plays Atlanta this week. They're 8-3. I think they're locked to win that division for the most part. The Saints, even though they've won 5 games, so. That's, like, the closest threat they have in the division.
Now with Taysom Hill playing QB.
Yeah.
It's a whole different team.
yeah, Sean Payton's going to go crazy. But basically, if you, I would put, the Bucks a lock to be in the NFC Championship at least. They're going to get home field advantage probably for the first game or two, maybe. They'd probably be like the second seed in the NFC behind the Packers, unless the Packers just fall off, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's Arizona's record? 9-2. I guess the Cardinals would be second seed then, but I buy the Cardinals, but they're on my hesitant list. I have like a red button on my Arizona stock to sell it, and I haven't hit it yet, but it's just staring me in the face. But Kyler's back, so
Kyler is back.
I don't know why I'm hating on Arizona so much, but
yeah, they beat a very solid Seahawks team.
Yeah, solid top to bottom. So great. Do you think it's time for Pete to go?
Yes.
Ooh.
There's a lot that needs.
He's 70.
There's a lot that needs to go. They need to move on from Pete Carroll. Like maybe give him like a front office position or something. Keep him with the team, but they need someone else down there calling the plays. Because they say that like the OC Waldron and whatever is calling the plays, but like, Pete's whole thing is establish the run, and they've kind of been like getting away from that, but they have zero run game.
I just think the Seahawks are a team that have a bunch of bandages put together, and they're trying to still kind of, you know, play with the roster they have, but the roster they have is just not getting the job done. And like, well, your first initial thoughts when you think Seahawks, like you automatically think playoffs, you think Russell Wilson, you think double digit wins every year, and this is just totally not their year. And I know Russ got hurt and he can't throw the football right now. Like I said the other week, why are you rushing back from literally a injury where you have a pin in the finger of your throwing hand?
Yeah, middle finger too.
Yeah, I don't understand that really, but he can't drive the ball downfield. What'd you tell me earlier, that Goddard has had more targets?
Oh no, it was Gerald Everett.
Gerald Everett, not Goddard, sorry.
Yeah, has more targets since Russ came back than both Tyler and DK. Not combined though.
Not combined.
Just like,
but still.
Yeah.
He can't throw the ball to DK because he's just,
he's also not like, he's kind of like sticking with like his first or second read. He's not really like scanning the field. I don't know if you watched the Seahawks Washington game, but the 2-point conversion, like he wanted Gerald Everett the entire time, and that's where his eyes were. And DK was as open as you can be.
I don't know what's going on up in Seattle, man. It's just, it looks like they're doing everything to stop a rebuild from happening, but a rebuild needs to happen. They just kind of need to face it.
But we got Adrian Peterson, so.
So all's good.
Yeah, we're in good hands. What do we got here? Tony Pollard is better than Ezekiel Elliott.
Boom!
That is true. Pollard has the most yards in the league as a non-starter, and he is fourth in the league in yards per carry.
I wonder what the salary difference between Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard is. Because Zeke gets like $15 million a year or something like that. But
They're talking about shutting Zeke down for like 2 weeks, let him heal up a little bit.
Is it his hammy? Ankle?
I feel like he's just glass.
Shoulder?
He's always broken.
Something? One or the other? It's got to be something.
Zeke's out. Pollard gets the start 2 weeks in a row.
Pollard's also returning kicks.
He's going to eat. He had a 100-yard kickoff return, which was the longest in Cowboys franchise history.
Which is also the only reason the Cowboys were still in that game on Thanksgiving, by the way.
True. True, true. I had the Cowboys defense that day, and they still got me, like, no points. But yes, Tony Pollard is better than Ezekiel.
Also,
Elliott.
Highest graded defensive player under 25 in the league right now is Max Crosby, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
If you want to
wait,
talk,
right? Max, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Raiders.
Yeah. He's a beast.
If you want to talk about some defense real quick, we can talk about the defensive rookie of the year, Micah Parsons or Patrick Surtain. What do we think?
You know what I did see? Which has probably nothing to do. It doesn't have anything to do with DROI, but I'm not sure which Broncos exec it was, but a Broncos exec did say that if they could go back to the 8th pick that they had in the draft, it would be Surtain every single time.
Yeah.
That dude is unreal.
Yeah.
Sweet pick 6 last week, even though it was off a deflection, or off a, I don't know, tip drill. to the house, though, Surtain's a beast. He's going to be a Pro Bowler in this league, like, no doubt. He's going to have a long career. I just think all the hype's behind Parsons right now. And he's living up to it. So, what's the stat?
Fun fact. Micah Parsons.
Fun fact.
Micah Parsons has as many tackles for loss as Aaron Donald this season. What do we think? You were talking about it earlier.
I was talking about this earlier. As impressive as that sounds on the surface, which it's not impressive. It's definitely not impressive. But I don't think Micah Parsons is getting game planned against every single week, nor is he getting double teamed every single week on every single play, like my boy AD. So that is a very cool stat for Micah, and he's probably really hyped on it if he knows about it. And he's definitely the front runner for Defensive Rookie of the Year, in my opinion. But I still hold AD in the highest regard of any player in the league, especially defensively. Teams literally base their entire game plans off this one player. So,
while we're talking about rookies, do you want to go back to the offensive rookie of the year pick from last week?
Yours was Mac, mine was Jamar.
Yeah.
Are you asking if I want to resend my pick?
Are you still sticking with it? Yeah, because I'm sticking with Mac Jones.
I mean, I'm not, as much as I would love to go to the MJ10 dark side, by the way.
Dude, Jalen Waddle's making a push, though. But I'm sticking with Mac Jones. Yeah.
Do we have...
Let's see
Waddle's stat line this year really quickly.
While you're looking that up, Mac Jones is trademarking MJ10 to coincide with TB12. Which makes perfect sense for how the NFL is scripting the season this year. lining us up with the Patriots-Buccaneers Super Bowl in Los Angeles, where Tom Brady frequents. But it's Belichick versus Brady, and if it doesn't happen...
You're really pushing for the Patriots Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Patriots are the lock for that. No, but... I mean,
they look great.
It would be great TV.
It would be fantastic TV. And I'm not surprised by the Patriots surge, to be honest. I'm not picking them to go to the Super Bowl necessarily. But they do have the... I think people forgot that Bill Belichick is the best coach this game has ever seen, at least on the pro level. And he was gutted last year during a COVID year, and it was a COVID year, like, not taking anything from it, but as a coach, when you lose your quarterback who you've won 6 Super Bowls with, and over 10 of your players opt out because of COVID, you have to just, like, find a way to put some sort of product on the field. and you have Cam as your quarterback. So this year, he hit free agency hard.
Tight ends,
heavy, got some receivers. They got some of their defensive players back. And at first it didn't look like it was going to pan
Remember
out.
Like Gilmore just like dipping.
Yeah. Literally what some would say was the best cornerback in the league before his quad injury, which he probably was, just dipped out of the squad, and then they go and win, what, 6 straight or something like that?
Yeah.
5 straight. I don't even know how many games they've won straight, but it's crazy how you see teams lose a big-time player like that and, you know, kind of find themselves. Because I feel like there's more of a, nothing against having big-time players like that or big names and signing them to massive deals. Like, they get paid for a reason. But I think it helps teams sort of, like, recheck themselves and find their identities. And who better to do that with than Bill Belichick. So, not surprised, but not picking them to, you know, go to the Super Bowl. Could I see a Patriots AFC championship? I don't know who are the top squads in the AFC right now.
The Patriots.
Do they have the best record in the AFC?
No. I mean, like, the Chiefs are there. Patty Mahomes.
Bills.
Bills aren't even going to win the
division.
Division, no.
Bengals. Ravens.
Bengals are good.
Yo,
Ravens are
Lamar.
Weird.
4 picks.
Yeah.
But they won. Baker sucks.
Yeah, I should probably tell Austin not to check this one out.
Sorry. He's just not it. He's 28-8 in his first 56 starts.
What?
That's Baker's record.
28-8?
I mean, 28-28. Sorry.
Oh, I was like, dude, that's
sorry,
really
asterisk,
good.
Sorry, asterisk right there. 28-28. He is perfectly at .500.
So
the most average quarterback in the league.
My boy Austin, diehard Browns fan.
Sorry, Austin. Johnny Manziel would win more games.
He's blaming Stefanski, which I agree with.
Coach of the year?
No. Coach of the
year.
Last
year, coach of the year.
Yeah, but
you're blaming last year's coach of the year.
Yeah.
Why?
Because, dude, yeah, have you seen the play calling is horrible. Also, the whole Baker thing, he is very clearly injured. Like,
then why is he playing?
I know. But I forget who it was. Was it Kareem Hunt's dad or something?
Oh, I forget, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I heard about this.
Odell's dad did it, and then someone else's dad is, like, doing the same thing. I think it's Kareem Hunt's dad.
I mean, the dude has a was it, just, like, torn rotator cuff or something like that?
Yeah, and then he's got, like...
He's got something on his legs.
Some issues. Yeah, he's just... Glass.
Yeah. But at this point in the season, though... Like, I know he wants to make his bread, and I know he's such an ultimate competitor, and his ego won't let him probably stop playing. But this is a point in your career where it's his fourth season in the league, right? I think it's his fourth season. And he's playing with multiple injuries, like, to prove what? He's got to think longevity here. He has his fifth-year option next year. He'll be able to come back if they don't. You know, I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't bring him back on his fifth-year option. I mean, he's the first overall pick, so he's still getting paid, like, I mean, not compared to other quarterbacks who've gotten paid, nothing crazy, but he's not making money. He also just makes a bunch of money off all the commercials he's in.
So many commercials.
So many commercials. So at this point, I'm thinking he just wants to get paid more so as a respect thing than as a money thing. I think
he's in more commercials than not. Like, when you watch a commercial break during a game...
He probably has more deals with commercials than he has wins, bro.
True. We're gonna investigate that one.
True. I just don't see the point in him continuously trying to, you know, go out on the field and, like, prove that he can play injured and try and win games when he can't even, like, not that he's a super mobile guy. I mean, he's not, like, the best athlete, but, like, his mobility plays a factor in the way he plays the game, and it helps him. And I just, when you're battling that many injuries and still playing, like, one hit could, like, make the difference between you being ready to go the next week or being ready to go the next year. So, and what's their record? I don't even know. Like, they're not in any position. They're in a division with the Ravens, the Bengals.
They're 6-6, and they're on a bye.
And the Steelers. So, yeah. I mean, they could surge, win 5-6 games straight. But that's also a competitive division. I don't know about the Ravens. They're so up and down. It's like if Lamar plays good, then they win. If he doesn't, then they suck. So I really like the Bengals, honestly.
Damn, the Browns. So the Browns played the Ravens on Sunday night. Then the Browns have a bye. And then week 14.
And they have a tough schedule.
Week 14, the Browns come back and play the Ravens.
Oh, God.
What was I going to say, though? You got any games you're looking at this weekend? I have some interesting ones. First of all, game of the week. Patriots-Bills is going to be a lot of fun on Monday night.
Patriots-Bills?
Yeah, really excited for that one.
A little divisional matchup going on right there.
We're just going to see how much better Mac Jones is than Josh Allen. And then Mac Jones is going to get...
Snow game, question mark?
It's possible, but Mac Jones is going to get the Super Max.
After his rookie year.
Yeah.
Super Max for Mac Jones.
Max
Jones. I'm looking at this. I mean, we got a lot of divisional matchups this week, which is exciting.
That's what it's all about.
We got Niners-Hawks. I don't know how you feel about that game.
Debo's out. We got a chance.
We got... Broncos-Chiefs, which I think is going to be a competitive game.
So Seahawks-49ers got flexed out of Sunday Night Football. Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, because...
They're sparing me, personally.
And it's Denver-KC now?
Yeah.
Cool.
In Kansas City.
Baltimore-Pittsburgh, one of the best rivalries in the NFL. That's also this week. Minnesota-Detroit. Yo, what up, Trent? That's game of the week right there.
You want game of the week?
Hot take, Detroit's going to get their first win this week against the Vikings. Hot take.
Nah, the Detroit's first win is coming against the Seahawks on January 2nd.
This one might be my favorite game. Chargers-Bengals. You got 6-5 Chargers, 7-4 Bengals. Both are battling for spots to win their division. I mean, the Chargers are only one game back from the Chiefs. So, if the Chiefs lose this weekend and the Chargers win this weekend, the Chargers control their own destiny. And I love that. I love that roster a lot. So that's a game to look out for. Cincinnati's favored by 3. There's a lot of games that I wouldn't even touch this weekend. I wouldn't touch like any, like, if I could go back and tell myself like a few weeks ago, like, just don't touch NFL games because, you know, you think you know the NFL and then...
This is like such an unpredictable season.
You set a parlay and then you're like, oh, wow, I really don't know anything about the NFL.
You want a lock?
Let's hear a lock. I need a lock.
Lock. So Jets play the Eagles Sunday, 1 p.m. game. Eagles are favored by 6.5. But, all right, here it is. Fun fact bomb, actually.
Hunt's got a lot of fun facts today.
The Jets in the history of the NFL have never beaten the Eagles. They're 0-11 against the Eagles.
All time.
And so the Eagles are going to win because the Jets don't win football games.
They won last weekend, though.
They don't win football games. I'm big into speaking things into existence, but I'm also big into jinxing things. So we're just going to go with the speaking things into existence aspect of that and say Devontae Smith is going to have the best game of his career on Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because he was very frustrated after the last game with Jalen Hurts because he just, for some reason, wasn't seeing him and was throwing to Rieger and hitting Rieger in the chest and the hands, and he wasn't catching anything. And so...
Shocker.
Yeah, Devontae Smith is going to be the favorite target on Sunday. He's going to have the best game of the season so far, and Eagles are going to win that game.
That's your lock?
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty sweet lock, honestly. Jets continue their losing streak all time to the Eagles. Another game I'm looking at this weekend is the football team versus the Raiders. Not because it really has that much at stake. Actually, I mean, the Raiders are 6-5. So, same record as the Chargers. Both are only one game back from the Chiefs. AFC West looking like it's up for anyone's grabs right now. Except, I mean, and Denver 6-5. Wow. Oh, my God. So, AFC West. I wasn't even looking at that before, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
God, this year is so unpredictable. I love it though. I love it. The animosity is you know, tingling. Other divisional matchup, we got Indy and Houston. Nothing really exciting there except JT is probably going to go for another 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tampa Bay Atlanta. Nothing exciting there. Tampa Bay's favored by 10.5. It's a lot of points. So, I mean, and the Bears are just going to lose again. So.
The Bears play the Seahawks on, it's the day after Christmas. Yeah, the 26th. That's going to be the ugliest game in NFL history. And then the week after that, the Seahawks get the Lions, and that's going to top that game as the ugliest game in NFL history. So, yeah, grab your popcorn, buckle up. It's going to be ugly.
I'm excited to watch those games just to see if you're right about how ugly they are, honestly.
Dude.
Is Jared Goff going to get his first win against the Hawks?
Yes. yes. And then, that's going to come a week after Justin Fields has a career game against the Seahawks.
Justin Fields, man.
He's still hurt.
Justin Fields, I had him on my fantasy team, just riding my bench. Just to have him. Dropped him. Picked up Deshaun because I thought he might play football this year. When the trade talks were happening, I thought I was being smart and just picked up Deshaun. But is there any developments in that? I haven't heard anything about that recently. No. So we'll see if he'll be able to play football ever again. But yeah, I mean, we're looking like it's a pretty good weekend coming up. You have got me excited about this Patriots Bills matchup, though.
Yeah, game of the week. Better, I will say the college football matchups on Saturday are phenomenal. Championship weekend.
What is your favorite matchup?
That's a good question, John.
We brought up the draft, so we can talk a little college ball.
Yeah, we can talk a little bit of college. What's yours? They're all very exciting.
I mean, I was gonna be really excited about the Big Ten championship, and now I'm just not, because Wisconsin's, I'm not going to say they suck, but they suck. Because we don't lose to Minnesota, and we just did.
We're not ranked anymore.
Yep. Number two defense. Yeah, that's false news. Anyway.
Are you going to say Georgia-Bama?
I was thinking about saying Georgia-Bama. Because not only, like, not just because it's SEC, not because it's Bama and Georgia the best team in the college football realm right now, but solely because, I don't know, I've never really seen Bama unfavored in a game.
Yeah, Saban's a dog.
And I want to see how this plays out, because Bama and Georgia, it feels like those have always been the top two, you know, dogs in the SEC. They've battled it out before in the SEC championship. They've battled it out before in the national championship. So, I don't know. Like, it's Nick Saban. Kirby yeah. Smart. What's the ACC matchup? Not that it even matters.
Irrelevant. but the Big 12 matchup is spicy.
OSU. Oklahoma Baylor. State. Sorry.
You know. Oklahoma State, Baylor. There's going to be no defense. And
there never is.
Yeah, some trick plays.
And what's Pac-12? Oregon?
Oregon, Utah.
Utah?
That'll Utah, be a good game. Utah curb stomp again.
Utah is just always in the conversation at the end of the year, which is pretty, like,
it's all about the late push.
Yeah, it is all about the late push. We love to see that.
It's what Seattle needs.
Utes. yeah. Take notes, Pete Carroll. You should just retire. You're fine. You're fine. You have a Super Bowl. You have a national championship. So, anyway.
You got any final points? Yeah.
Whoa. guess who comes back this week?
Amari.
Coop.
Maybe. He's traveling, but he... There was a thing yesterday that was like, Amari Cooper still does not feel well, but is at team facilities, and like everyone was like, why is he at facilities?
I love at the route runner, which is Amari Cooper, because he's a beast, and he got COVID at the exact time where it wouldn't allow him to play for two games because he's unvaxxed.
Unvaxxed.
But he was not allowed to play in their Thanksgiving Day game, and I don't think CeeDee was in their Thanksgiving Day game either.
I'm just thinking of something.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, Brimmer. But I don't know. Maybe the boys have a day on tomorrow and just
on tomorrow,
and just route the Saints. Let's see where it is at AT&T. No, it's in the now Caesars Superdome. I hate that.
Caesars Dome.
So. What are they? You want to make some quick picks really quick? Just fire them off.
Just no thought, no explanation?
No thought. I'm going to hit you. Boys, Saints.
Cowboys.
Arizona, Chicago.
Arizona.
Tampa Bay, Atlanta.
Tampa Bay.
Jacksonville, Rams.
Rams.
Jacksonville, Rams. Sorry. Giants, Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Giants. Chargers, Bengals.
Bengals.
Sorry, Jersh and Raub and yeah. Grady and Kev. Next, football team, Raiders.
Football team.
Let's go. I'm going to watch that game just so I can see Heinicke ball. Next, we got Texans, Colts. We got Lions, Vikings.
Vikings.
Lions.
Whoa.
That's my hot take for the week. Steelers, Ravens.
Ravens.
Jets, Eagles.
Eagles.
Lock.
Devontae Smith, career game.
Hawks, Niners.
Hawks, baby. Let's go.
Chiefs, Broncos.
Broncos.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that. I honestly, that's my upset of the week. And Pats, Bills.
Mac Jones.
MJ 10.
The chosen one.
Those are Hunt's picks for the week.
And some of John's.
If you didn't notice, he picked every single favorite except for like two teams.
Yeah. This is the predictable week of the schedule.
I feel like every week seems predictable, and then you make your parlay, and then it just gets shut down within the first 10 minutes of the first game.
Pick an underdog besides the Broncos that win.
I pick Giants. Okay, I'll pick a better underdog. I pick Giants. I'm picking football team. That's two underdogs. I mean,
Daniel Jones may not play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'll go Dolphins. You know what? Steelers.
After last week's performance?
It's also in Heinz Field. And it's rivalry. It's a rivalry game. I don't know. I feel like this is like a Mike Tomlin game, you know?
It's a Tomlin game.
It's a Tomlin game. He's like, I feel like this one means a little more to him.
I could see him tripping someone yeah, on the
sideline. If they're not like, making the playoffs, like he definitely wants to win this game more than any other game this
yeah.
right as of right now. So I'll make the pick for the that's my upset of the week. Steelers over the Ravens.
Dude, Seahawks.
I really don't want to pick the Seahawks. I like the Broncos against the Chiefs. And as much as I want to just destroy Hunt's lock for the week, I got to go with the Eagles over the Jets. The Jets are just terrible. And that's about it, you know?
I'd be fine. I don't even know what the status of Mike White is, but I would be totally fine with Mike White coming out and throwing like eight.
Yeah, I don't even want to see Zach Wilson on the field anymore. I just want Mike White.
Mike White was that dude.
So those are the picks. Those are the upsets for the week. We're coming to you not live. I love saying we're coming to you live.
It's your thing.
One day we'll come live.
One day.
One day we'll come live. Not today. But once again, this is the Off the Post podcast presented by Backseat Coach, coming to you not live from the office in Times Square, New York City, Big Apple, Big Livin', Big City. We love it. If you're ever in New York, please hit us up.
True.
Reach out on Twitter. I don't really check my messages on Twitter as much as I should, but still hit me up and hit Hunter up. Speaking of Twitter, I am at J Vincent Jr. That is a JR. Hunter is at Hunter Carroll __. That is two R's, two L's, two underscores. This is the Off the Post podcast at Off the Post _pod, POD. Presented by Backseat Coach, Backseat _coach. Thank you guys for listening. We'll come back to you next week from the office with some other, you know, hot takes and freezing cold ones as well. So, peace.